I'm joined by the Turkish journalist Mehmet Aksakal. Mehmet, you were reporting today that there are continuing clashes at this border crossing at Tal Abyad. What's happening?
You know, yesterday, and there were clashes in the other side, and of course, since nobody can cross the other side, the Turkish government doesn't let anyone, it's difficult to know what exactly happening there. And the only information we have so far, the Turkish government and what Turkish government said so far, the information we have. But Turkish media, like say, according to Turkish government, 8 Kurd PYD members have been killed. And so actually, clashes there just may have been taken between PYD, between Kurd and Free Syrian Army. This is possible. If clashes were between FSA and Syrian Army, why Kurds getting killed there?
Have you had reports of Kurds clashing with the Free Syrian Army before?
I mean, you know, in this, there actually were not any Syrian military in this area for a long time. This. In the west of Tal Abyad and east of Tal Abyad, along the border, controlled by Kurdish troops. Tal Abyad area was kind of like there were few, still some Syrian government people there, but they were cooperating with Kurds, like they were, like both sides had the power, sharing the power in this area. It was not really under the control of Syrian military, that area. And like now, along the border, east of Tal Abyad, west of Tal Abyad is for sure under the control of Kurd. And in the middle, in this area, just now they say that it's under the control of FSA. This is what we know only. This is Turkish government so far has reported. Nothing been considered from Syrian government or from Kurds yet.
So, are the reports of this falling being exaggerated then, if it's already controlled by the Kurds?
You know, what's happening, Turkish government very unhappy, that area controlled by Kurds, and especially PYD very strong there, which is the wings of PKK in Syria. And Turkish government definitely would want FSA to control this area. Well, we never know what happened there. You know, some sources say Turkish government may have, you know, involved in this operation. So that was a one operation getting control for FSA in this area just then. And that they say actually they were trying to put a Kurdish flag there and they didn't shot people there. So it's some operation is a bit, like happened yesterday, to clean up area from the Kurds. And some people been killed, but we still don't know exactly how many. And some 3 people been injured in Turkish side of the border, which is in the Turkish side of the border town, we call it Akçakale. In other side of the border, that you can see each other, some neighborhood is being divided. Tal Abyad, which is the bullets hit 3 people in Turkish side, they've been injured. And the government announced that everybody should stay home, shouldn't go out today, and also schools are closed in Akçakale.
I'm a little bit confused as to what's happening now. Is it being reported that Free Syrian Army fighters have killed Kurds on behalf of the Turkish government?
No. You know, the really possible Syrian army may not have been involved in that, because sources say that actually PYD, PKK was trying to get a control of the border yesterday, trying to put a Kurdish flag there, and FSA, I mean, if any other, I mean, anyone else help FSA, they clash with those people and they killed Kurds. And then, because Turkish government doesn't want to mention they FSA fought with Kurds, they say Syrian army. Possible there was no Syrian army there at all.
Okay, so how well sourced is that story that the Free Syrian Army fought with Kurds? Who is saying that?
You know, this is Turkish government giving information to especially pro-government media. I mean, we can get the exact information outside what happened, but this Turkish newspaper, pro-government newspaper, so far they all say 8 Kurds have been killed, their bodies have been taken to Kobani, which is nearby Tel Abyad, controlled by Kurds. And they say that Kurds were trying to put a flag there before it was Syrian government flag, but there was not really any Syrian government troops there at all. So this is showing the possibility, actually, they just attack on those Kurds who were trying to gain control of the border area. And they say FSA, but we're not really sure even as well FSA, because the Turkish troops are at the border, and it's very difficult to get reliable information what exactly happened there.
And a Turkish official has told Reuters that the Free Syrian Army are in complete control of the border crossing. Is that your understanding also?
This is Turkish government say that, but still we hear even today, short while ago, still the gunshot and explosion can be heard from outside, from other side. And this is Turkish government say that, but actually this is what Turkish government wants. So we're not really sure if it's control completely under the control of FSA other side. But, I mean, at the border, very near border, where you see Syrian houses, buildings, and at the moment, some people getting out of the building, you see some people walking out before, because they all were hiding because of the clashes. But still, some clashes hurt, the sound hurt still.
Are you anywhere near the area, or are you basing this on witness reports?
I'm not in Akçakaleba, I'm in nearby the province of Gaziantep.
And you can hear the explosions and the gunfire.
No, I couldn't hear it, but the people over there, I get with a telephone conversation. They say this. The government declared it that school will not be open in Akçakale today, and then also the speakers in the town were telling people shouldn't get out of their houses.
And as I understand it, if the Free Syrian Army control this border crossing, they then control 3 border points between Syria and Turkey. Is that true?
This is a very local, small border that was not open to international crossing. I mean, the 2 borders, one in Kilis province, one in Hatay province, were 2 main borders. Where the international trade and the international tourists were crossing from those 2 main borders, and one in the more west, in Yayla'da, Kestap border. So this border in Kurdish area, they were local people would cross and visit. They were like as a western tourist wouldn't be able to cross, or a truck of trade wasn't open just for locals. At the moment, those 2 border, main border crossing, one in Kilis province and one in Hatay province, controlled by FSA. The last border before Mediterranean, Kestap town in the Syrian side, Yayla'da in Turkish side, that border is still controlled by Syrian government officially. And this is the only border controlled by Syrian government at the moment. And the other border controlled either by FSA or by Kurds, but those by Kurds, Turkish government don't recognize them officially. They control by Kurds. They say controlled by Syrian government. This is why Turkish government say that actually. And those borders are closed. Turkish government deny that. And yes.
Do you expect that the Syrian government will try to retake control of Tal Abyad?
Honestly, let's see what will Kurds say, because if so many people could be killed, if they will fight back, because the situation is very tense at the moment. In if FSA, you know, control in the control of Tel Abyad, in the east and west of them controlled by Kurds. So who they will fight with would be Kurds, not Syrian army. There's no Syrian army there. I don't know if Syrian army just doesn't look like they would come from more south, from Raqqa, which is Tel Abyad belongs to Raqqa province and Raqqa city in the south, and under the control of Syrian government still. So it's not very likely Syrian government should at the moment would send troops to this area. Because if they did, they would do to the other border crossing. It is Tel Abyad is a small town, majority Arab, but the Kurd and Arab believe that is nothing so strategically important for Syrian government to send troops to get it back.
Is it more symbolically important then, as a border crossing?
But I think the most important point here is that Turkish government wants Destav area to be controlled by FSA. Sorry. There's an ambulance going in. Okay. Because Turkish government can say this year controlled by FSA, because a little bit west, Kobani, I mean, Ras Al Ain, Ain Al Arab, controlled by Kurds. And symbolically, it is important for rebel Syrian opposition and Turkish government to say here is controlled by FSA. So otherwise it would be controlled by Kurds, actually, because there was no all other town in this area controlled by Kurds.
Okay, Mehmet, thank you very much for your time. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you.